Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Snap!
Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your usually on Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. A very fine internet radio and podcast network. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Of course, you're checking us out on DJNewStyleShow.com or whatever other fucking thing you found us on. We're on a lot of goddamn things. And of course, I'm not just one man. With me as always, your friend and my friend, and friend to all bottled liquors, Steve the LARPer. Steve, how you doing, buddy? How's everything going?
Wonderfully.
Wonderfully.
Wonderfully. My life is full of wonder.
You're such an arrogant motherfucker.
Wonderfully.
What the fuck is so wondrous about your day today?
Nothing. No. There was absolutely nothing. I found out that I can get a better steak at Dunkin' Donuts than I can at Applebee's.
Really? I've never actually thought to compare them. Because I would never go into Dunkin' Donuts expecting a steak.
Neither did I, but they have actually a new sandwich. It's an Angus beef steak with, like, you know, their usual weird, perfectly hockey puck shaped eggs. And, you know, a slice of cheese. But the steak was amazingly good.
Really?
Like I was completely... So,
If I go there, I can just get like an Angus steak. And say, yes, I'll have the steak.
Yeah. I don't know if you can just get the steak.
Why can't I?
I guess you could.
It's a better move for them. They're not moving as many eggs. You got more fucking shit eggs and terrible bread. Like, honestly, what terrible bread did they put it on this time? The little fucking triangular napkin?
No, it's...
Those little fucking dough napkins they used to try to push on people?
It's advertised with an onion bagel. And I said, no, I took a croissant.
Yeah, I don't like a Dunkin' Donuts bagel. I don't like a Dunkin' Donuts bagel.
And I don't usually. The only one I like is like a, what you call it, blueberry. Or no, it's not blueberry, the cinnamon one. What's the one with cinnamon?
Probably the cinnamon one.
Cinnamon and blueberry. Yeah, that's what it is.
I don't know. I don't look at Dunkin' Donuts as a place to get a fucking bagel. Maybe in places that aren't known to have just, you know, establishments dedicated to the bagel. I would imagine that, you know, near Clayton, host of Hate Us Talk, that's HateUsTalk.com. Check out the new layout he's been working on. He's been actually stirring a cauldron for 3 weeks and praying to the fucking dark forces. And he actually summoned up the black magic to redo his layout on his site. And it looks pretty goddamn good. HateUsTalk.com. I'd imagine by him, it's not there's not really a whole lot of bagel places. So your only access to them would be like a Dunkin' Donuts. Would be like a fucking, I don't know, McDonald's drive-thru bagel sandwiches.
I wouldn't go to McDonald's for anything.
I don't think I will ever until I find myself drunk. And,
Shamrock Shake. That's about it.
That's the last... The Shamrock Shake is so fucking good. Yeah, it is out. I follow...
It's like the one thing.
I mean, this is going to... Like, I go from one plug to the other, but I follow Veal Chop, who is at the Veal Chop, geeksofrageshow.com. He's one of the hosts there. I follow him, and I know exactly when the fucking Shamrock Shake drops, because without fail, there will be a picture of a fucking delicious green frosty beverage.
Yeah, one of my coworkers... Female coworkers. She's married with kids to another friendly coworker. So, But she posted Shamrock Shake, and I'm like, oh, it's the one thing. You know, I went back when they brought the McRib back out, and yeah. I was like, this is not the original McRib. It wasn't like the first one. There was something completely different about the first one that came out.
Yeah, it happened like 35 years ago. That's why. Just no, like
that was
just like
20 years ago.
Just like you might think that Howard the Duck was enjoyable because you liked it when you were 8. And that's the example.
George Lucas movie.
That's the example I always go back to because Amanda had it on VHS when we were in college. That's right, young kids. That's right. DVDs weren't as common when I was in fucking school. You little goddamn brat. What's a DVD player? You know what the fuck I'm talking about. The little whirly things that shine and show pictures on the big box.
Whirly things. You would have like that rewinder that was shaped like a car. It would be like a Lamborghini.
No, I refused. Fuck you. Okay.
Yo, rewinders were good, though. Rewinders were awesome if you had one.
I never wanted to get into such a fucking VHS habit that I needed the 57 Chevy rewinder or whatever the fuck. Or the DeLorean one. Watch, guys. We can rewind this tape. In 45 seconds.
That's awesome, man.
It's not awesome.
In
it
1984,
sucks.
That's fucking great.
Yeah. Ugh, just fucking shitty. And we rented the tapes happily. And we cursed the people that didn't rewind them. It was really fucking... it was actually a terrible time that I look back on with unjust joy. It was a fucking hassle to live back then. You had to spend a fucking 25 minutes to play a shitty game to get it to stop going from fucking gray to white to black to fucking, oh my god, okay, the title screen works. Oh wait, 10 seconds later, there's level 2 kind of just fucking siphoned into the press A to start fucking screen.
Then you open the door and you try to
spit on it a little bit. You fucking, and then you give up because like, you're, yeah. Like your parents come down and they're like, hey, you know, we do need the fucking leaves raked. We need the fucking leaves raked. And like, but I haven't even played. You've been down here a goddamn day.
But Mario.
But Eddie and Lawrence could do the shell trick and get in all the lives. And I don't give a shit about fucking Eddie and fucking Lawrence.
Eddie and Lawrence.
Oh, shit.
They always come back into the picture.
It gets unwarranted fucking respect that time. It was a fucking hassle, and we live in better days, and we should forget all those fucking just miserable things. Miserable fucking things. God damn it. Yeah, in the chat room. By the way, we are doing this live on a Thursday night, not our typical usual Tuesday night spot of miraculousness. And we still have a bunch of people checking us out here. You know, the likes of Goatweed and Tommy Pantera and Walter Subchak from Texas. And people are saying, you know, all their favorite things from their childhood that they remember, like text-based BBS games, MUDs. Yeah.
Mudding.
We used to do that, Steve. Mm-hmm. We used to play those fucking games. We played one called Major MUD. and not only that, Steve, how much money do you think we spent just to be able to play that fucking game?
I never spent any because Frigga gave me a free account always on Major MUD.
Oh, you were one of the guys that blew his friend Mike?
No, I got him a $50 modem. Give him a $50 modem. Actually, all right, I spent $50.
See, this is the thing. The fact that I said, oh, you were one of the guys that blew one of the other admins. You didn't need Facebook and GPS locations to be fucking stalked as prey online. There were fucking people that were so...
In real life.
And in real life.
Because they've met up every week.
Yeah, I mean, it was a safer time that you could just, like, someone would say, I want to fight you at a fucking Fuddruckers. But
or stab you. I was almost stabbed at a Fuddruckers by a fellow BBSer back in the day.
Well, maybe another day it'll come true, Steve, and it'll actually happen.
Shawnee Murphy saved my ass, by the way.
Shawnee Murphy saved you?
Yo, I don't know if you remember Jim B.
I do. I remember him. He used to fucking... That was the dude who shaved his legs for whatever fucking reason. I'm sorry, dude. I don't care how much of a fucking cyclist you are. You shave your legs, you're a bit fucking weird.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're a bit fucking weird. Oh, what are you gonna shave off a fraction of the fucking air resistance?
Yo, he was like proto hipster. He was like the hipster of like '90s like computing.
Yeah.
But him and Shawnee Murphy saved my ass in that situation. I threw a pickle at this dude's friend. And he just apparently...
Oh, no, I remember that. I was there for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you threw a pickle at somebody's head, and rightfully so, at a Fuddruckers, he fucking pulled a switchblade out.
In the parking lot.
Yeah, in the parking lot. At a goddamn... You had a knife pulled on you at a fucking Fuddruckers, Steve. In North Jersey.
That's a true story. I can't believe that's even a true story. Now that I think back, yeah,
it's pretty fucking sad, and it was all centered around a goddamn text-based game. So you can tell me that all these fucking games.
No, he was just an asshole.
But the only reason you knew him was from that game, Steve.
That's true. That's true.
And you can tell me all you want. Oh, these the video games are too violent. Fuck you. Green and purple words made someone angry enough to want to stab Steve. Okay? Fuck all of you.
I do have a good memory when two mutual acquaintance players of ours were getting married in the game.
What?
They were getting married.
No,
I don't know
that.
If you remember.
This shit didn't
if you
happen.
Remember the town square. Yeah.
People did not get fucking married in this game.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did, and I stole the
wedding. And not in the way that Lil Wayne says that to indicate he's so dedicated to rap. No, people were actually like merged the lives of their two characters. They actually got fake married.
Yeah, in the game. Yeah, fake married in the game.
I mean, I only heard about this in EverQuest. I didn't know this shit was way back then in the Major Mud days. Who? Give me names. I need names.
Dave. Dave from North Jersey. God.
Hair flip.
Hair flip Dave.
Oh, shit. Wait, hold on. Okay. I need to give a little background here. Okay. There was a bulletin board system, and kids, it's like Facebook if there were no social aspects or reasons to advertise. That's pretty much what a bulletin board system is. And occasionally there were like, you know, a number of people, like 50 people on. And it was a local number that you dialed up. So you were actually connecting to this dude's house.
Jersey.
This guy who wore Zubas all the time and eventually became
my former boss.
Became Steve's fucking boss. The guy wore Zubas every fucking day. Like fucking Joey Buttafuoco pants. And we all dialed into his fucking house. And we would play these stupid games and chat with fucking people.
He had like the first T1. Yeah. North Jersey.
So after a couple years of playing this shit, you see, they're having like events where you can meet up and kind of hang out. And I remember one of the first ones I went to like was a Memorial Day one where they would do grilling and shit. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And the guy you're saying now that was fucking getting married in the goddamn text-based game, his character was getting married. He was fucking like sword fighting or something. He was like fencing. He was wearing all black and fencing with another dude in all black. What the fuck? Like, I thought this was going to be cool. Like, I had...
You're like, what?
I go over there.
Universe
this dude,
that I just drive to?
This dude with blonde hair who fucking, like, longish in the front would have to fucking flip... right out of his eyes, he was fucking fencing with somebody else, like two little almost goth kids in front of him. And not only that, it was in a fucking a town rec center or a park or some shit. So they were doing this shit in front of like the fucking tennis courts of some fucking some picnic grounds. Just absolutely fucking hideous.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so fuck you and your dumb, violent video games, and fuck you and your shitty, like, oh, it's so inconvenient, they're going to install a patch and it's going to be down. Like, if fucking Mark in his goddamn Joey Buttafuoco outfit and his fucking Italian afro, if he fucking rolled over and unplugged a wire, we were done for a week. He didn't know. Fuck you guys. I don't even know what the fuck. Why are we talking about goddamn Dial?
I was just going to say, I stole his wedding ring. in mud.
Oh.
Back before there were even games like that. I guess it was just around EverQuest time.
So this was like a for those who don't know what a mud is, just think EverQuest, but think or like World of Warcraft. But
EverQuest plus Zork.
But strip away all the beautiful graphics and and you're basically, you have a chat room where people have, where everybody has swords.
That's what it is.
And the thing is, people really were like proud of their fucking characters, which I guess is a trait of all these role-playing games. And you type like attack Steve. And like you'd say, you engaged combat. You stab Steve for 17 damage. You sling and miss. Like all that stupid shit, right? But there'd be people that would like get genuinely offended in real life if you fucking attacked them. And the reason I got hooked into this shit is because I could elicit a real response of rage and frustration and anything if I could kill somebody in this fucking game.
That's exactly how I played the game. That's why I stole someone's wedding ring when they were trying to get married.
So Dave.
It's just a plain silver ring, guys. So, it's not even a magical ring.
So Dave and his underage girlfriend at the
time. Yeah, she was about 12.
Yeah, you killed her and took the ring.
No, I just robbed her. I robbed Dave before he could even give it to her.
Oh, okay.
So he was about to give it to her. So, this is like reading a book and like playing Warcraft as like reading a book.
I'm not going to, here's the thing. I'm not going to sit here and try to make it sound cool. It's the lamest shit I've ever fucking done in my life.
Yeah.
I am going to be eternally ashamed of this. And if when you die, you see a highlight reel of everything you've ever done, it's not like I'm going to relive that experience or see that again. Like if somebody did nothing but shoot hoops, you'd see him throwing fucking free throws. You would see me picking my toe calluses and typing on a fucking keyboard for like years.
Heady egging.
Just trying to level up so I could kill the fucking, what was that dude? The Filipino dude. I don't even know.
Crimp.
Yeah. Level up so you could kill somebody who chose the name Crimp. And make him cry.
In all caps. Like, he was like everyone just felt like a dumbass because this guy was number one on points or whatever.
Yeah.
And his name was Crimp, spelled with a K.
No, it was C. All caps. It was a CR.
Oh, no, it was a C?
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, years of my formative, curious wonder years just sucked into a screen. However, I did become a better programmer because of it. You can ask Sobers too. I think that's where he actually became interested in programming.
Shawnee Murphy as well. Shawnee Murphy was hardcore.
Yeah, Shawnee Murphy
learning ProScript for.
So like a lot of our careers, like the three of us at least, could be in some way attributed to playing this fucking faggoty game. So, yep. I mean, there's that. But I don't know what's better, having a job as a
five of us.
As a programmer or being a
little
fucking
Jimmy Rhodes.
Douche.
You're forgetting little Jimmy Rhodes.
Wait, what job did Jimmy get because of mud?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think
scratch that one then.
I love Jimmy, but I don't think
I learned how to steal from the Wiz.
Oh yeah, no, actually he was driven to rob Nobody Beats the Wiz because he gained more friends that he needed to have Christmas presents for. And god damn it, they had so much. They had fucking Willie Joe Namath on their commercials. Just fucking bleary-eyed staring out of his fucking forehead. Anyway, we're here now on a Thursday night talking to our friends on heroestalk.com. Home of Best in Show Radio, who took the week off. I can't really say anything. We took the week off, but we found our way here, guys.
Not the whole week.
Exactly. That's my point. HateUsTalk.com, GeeksOfRageShow.com. See, sometimes I just want to say the title, guys. GeeksOfRageShow.com. It's very, very nice, and there's a couple things that happened to me, Steve, that I'd like to talk about.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to eat better. I'm trying to become a... I'm trying not to snack so much at work
Slow carber, eh?
Yeah, and I think I've touched on that a little bit in here and also on Spreecast that what I'm doing now is something called a slow carb diet. What it really entails is, like, there's a list of foods. And by the way, there's a fucking article. Look it up. It's a list of foods.
That's all you did, right?
Yeah. I showed the link to Clayton. He's like, oh, I don't know about this book. And I'm like, yeah, I don't
there's
either.
A book?
I don't either. I just read the paragraph that's on the page about the book.
I read the article.
And I'm letting my and I'm letting my nutrition, physique, and shit just ride on this.
Wait, it's a free book?
No. You have to fucking purchase this shit. Do you think this guy, by the way, this guy is a fucking huge scammer, so I don't know exactly what the fuck is going to happen with this, but it's been a few days and I've dropped a few fucking pounds, I guess. I really don't fucking know. I really just don't fucking know. But basically, you eat beans, vegetables, and some kind of meat. And that's really it. That's all you eat.
No bread.
No bread.
No rice.
No bread, no rice.
No
and I'm
greens.
Like, you know what? I'm like, I like beans. I love some meat. I like, fuck. It says chicken. I love chicken. Grilled chicken's one of my favorite things.
Chicken
Hold
and
on.
Bacon.
I can eat bacon. Sign me up. And then I'm like, fuck right? bread. Fuck oatmeal. And
then all you want is a goddamn bagel.
I'll tell you this. I would kill a person for a fucking bagel right now. You don't understand. What? Every morning I would have a goddamn Taylor ham, egg, and cheese on a fucking bagel. Every fucking morning. That's my goddamn routine. It's my regiment, son. Eat that shit every
bread.
Fucking morning. Like,
honestly, I love bread. I've been trying to get there.
I would get there. It would be fucking too hot to even touch. They just put them in the fucking wire basket. I'm like, I'll take one of those. They'll put a glove on, grab it. It's so fucking hot. You'll burn your fucking fingerprints off. That's how fresh this fucking bagel is. They toast it, put all the shit on it.
No sugar. No sugar either.
Yeah, no fucking sugar at all. And so, yeah, there's that. You eat that every day except one day you eat whatever you want. And I started on a Saturday, and my family tends to eat.
You just ate whatever you wanted for 48 hours?
No. I actually did the thing on this last Saturday. Stuck to it. First day, pretty easy. And the next day, I knew that my family gets together. Because we're half Italian. We eat pasta every Sunday night. And I don't want to give that up. So I figured, you know what? Sunday night. Pasta. Sunday's the day that I eat whatever the fuck I want. It's my cheat day. I never thought in a million years I'd have a valid reason to call a day of the week my fucking cheat day. But in any event, I have one now and I can eat anything I want. And so I had a waffle in the morning that Sunday. I'm like, this is very good. What a diet. I eat beans and chicken and meat. And then one day of the week, I'll have anything I want. Now, there's not enough fucking time in the day for all the shit that I'm planning for fucking Sunday. I may die. Like, I'm not even kidding. I may fucking...
Your intestines are just going to bind up from bread.
I may explode. And that's the other thing. Speaking of binding up, I don't think I've taken a quality shit since I've started on Saturday. I've shat out a few spinach stems.
You're oh man,
because
I'm
about
like because I started a more hardcore kind of regimen than you did.
What did you just start? And when did you start it?
Like a week before you told me you started yours.
And are you still doing it?
Kind of. Like well,
what is yours and what are the central tenets?
It's the same shit, but it's like.
Well, then how the fuck is it more hardcore than mine?
Because it's 30 grams of carbs.
Oh, okay. So are you reserving all of your carbs for the fucking 7 red stripes you drink every night on camera? on fucking Spreecast? Is that what it is? You're more hardcore than me, you son of a bitch. I haven't fucking licked a goddamn bottle of beer.
No, let alone dunked one down my throat. I'm saying my regiment is more hardcore. Oh. I'm not saying my adherence to it is.
I see. Just like you used to be a ball player. Okay, continue.
Like, I'll set my standards higher and fail more. Oh, I see.
That's good. So, but what are the... So, only 30 carbs or whatever. So, like, the whole, like, eat all the beans, eat all the vegetables.
Beans, I was going to say, like, I don't know why beans are on there, because beans are high carb, dude. It's just like rice or anything that's, like, glutinous, like potatoes. It's like potatoes. We didn't even say that. That's the worst thing. Like, you can't get fries. No fries.
I can do without fries. You know what?
Really?
You know what I miss? I just miss being able to put something on two pieces of bread and fucking chew on it.
Yeah. See, the sandwich is like, that's what made it. I think that's what made America fat.
What? The sandwich, you think?
Yes. The idea of the sandwich.
You sure it wasn't the goddamn water bucket of soda that they now sell at every fucking place that feeds you burgers?
No. I think there's been water people for a long time, like people that just drink water and don't like soda or whatever. But I mean, eating everything between two slices of bread, there's nothing out there that you can't get as a sandwich.
That's true. There's
no invented like dish. Doesn't matter if
What about the just a slice of bread between two slices of bread?
The sandwich? I'm pretty sure that's out there.
No, really? Like, nobody would ever fucking...
The bread sandwich?
I'll have a fucking pumpernickel on white.
I'm sure someone's made it. I'm sure someone has made it.
I'm sure they have. I'm sure they fucking have. Yeah, you're right. I mean, but you think that's what's killing America? It's not the fucking... it's not the fact that they're scared of calories, so they drink poison?
Yeah. Well, I hate fucking artificial sweeteners.
Yeah.
That stuff is just crazy. Like, I can understand, what is it, stevia? The
You know what? Yeah, I can get that because it comes from a leaf, right? Isn't that the catchphrase? It comes from a leaf?
Yeah.
But do you know that, Steve, for real? Do you really know that?
I've grown stevia.
You've grown... Like Shut the fuck up! You know what? You are so fucking full of shit. No, you do need to do a fucking keto diet. You've grown fucking stevia. Okay. I can't wait to see you on your fucking bamboo raft going through your fucking stevia patty. You've grown stevia. How much stevia did you possibly grow?
It all died. Yo, it's meant to be grown.
Everything
in, like,
with
South
America. You is just like intent. That's all it is. Everything you do is, I'm doing it. I've done it. Oh, how did it work out? Well, everything fucked up. It never happened. But I did it. Oh, I did it.
Hey, without intent, you'd never get anywhere.
Well, that's true. But you also have to do it. Like, I'm intending on
one step at a time.
So I've been doing this, and I've never felt more fucking, like, just hungry. Like, and I've eaten a ton of shit.
And you just want a loaf of bread.
You look at my recyclables, you'd think I had a fucking family of Cubans here. Nothing but fucking frijoles negros cans and fucking pinto bean cans. Just nothing but that in the fucking goddamn recyclables.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, beans, that's why you're eating beans, because it's high carb. Are you like reading the carbs on shit?
No,
like,
fuck that. I eat beans and I eat fucking mixed vegetables and I have egg whites and I eat fucking carrots and shit.
See, I was just about to say there's bad vegetables and bad fruits too. If you're trying to be low carb,
no fucking fruit. I don't need any fucking fruit anymore. You understand?
Right. Yeah.
That's like, where I'm at.
All right. No fruits is fine.
Okay. No fruit. I'm eating. Here's what I had. We're gonna do this. I'm gonna go through like what carrots. I ate today, Steve, and you tear me apart. Okay.
All right.
Here's what I had today. I woke up. I told my fucking woman to make me an omelet. No. She went out and she made me a goddamn egg white, spinach, and turkey omelet.
Good.
I had pinto beans and mixed vegetables with that.
What kind of vegetables and beans are not good?
Don't say the beans are not good. The goddamn
Herb-wise. You're going
rule number three is eat all the fucking beans you want. Okay. That's what it says. Eat the fucking beans. If I was on a goddamn candy corn diet, I'd eat that too, but I'm not.
Just eat the yellow part and you're all right with the candy corns.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. The whites, actually. Just eat nothing but the whites. You'll have to go through 7 bags to be full. Okay. So the vegetables are microwavable frozen vegetables. Okay. Broccoli, cauliflower, and no corn. Carrots.
It's bad. Yeah.
It's bad. All right. It's bad.
Yeah, no corn either. Like, no corn chips, no corn.
Definitely no corn. I have not eaten any fucking corn. Fuck corn.
Yeah, I agree. I say fuck corn because somehow corn is, if you look into it, corn is in, like, everything you eat.
And then it is in everything you shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was my breakfast, that's, Steve. That was my breakfast.
That's all right. Then what?
Then what? Lunch comes around.
All right.
Okay. Raw spinach, cucumbers, onions, carrots.
Onions not good. Carrots not good.
Carrots and fucking yellow and orange peppers.
Peppers are all right, but
how the fuck are the sweetest fucking vegetables okay and carrots are not good?
Because carrots have a lot of carbs. They're starchy. It's starch.
Look,
vegetables.
This fucking huckster selling a book on the internet said I could eat carrots. So I fucking believe him. We'll see. We'll see where I'm at. Okay, so spinach, turkey.
Good.
Good and good. Okay, sure. Cucumbers, good?
Yeah, cucumbers are right.
Peppers, good?
Yeah, peppers are good.
Onion.
Especially hot peppers.
Onion.
Onion, no. Onions
Why?
Are sugary. They're what? Sugary.
Bullshit. No, I'm not eating Vidalia. I'm not eating fucking caramelized fucking Vidalia onions. I'm eating a red onion. Not even the whole thing. That. Like a few slivers.
All right. The reason you just said a caramelized onion. Have you ever heard of a caramelized carrot?
Yes.
Okay, but you add sugar to it. An onion will caramelize on its own.
Okay.
All you have to add is just like oil or whatever. That's because there's
a lot
of sugar in it. That's
because
there's sugar in it.
Fuck.
I'm right.
All
right.
Well, then here's what I had after that. You ready? You ready? Get ready. Take a guess what I had with that.
I have no idea.
Fucking beans.
What kind of beans?
Pinto.
All right. No, you know what I think with the beans that they said were bad were like if you have green beans.
How the fuck is a green bean bad for you?
I know. I understand. But that's the way it's a high carb. It's high carb.
Okay. Then, for a snack, because I'm starving most of the day, because I've filled my stomach with fucking microwavable vegetables and basically space wasters. Space wasters that shrivel down into nothing. They cook down to nothing in my fucking stomach acid and leave a huge cavernous hole, and I'm starving. So I ate 3 carrots. And carrots and a handful of pepper slices,
like green bells.
No, like sweet reds, little fucking the All kinds right. you put peppers. On a kebab. That's what I ate.
I mean, peppers are good, but carrots. They say carrots are bad.
Who?
And beans.
Who? Not this guy. He fucking loves beans. That's what you're not getting. You're forgetting the beans.
I read 2 other articles that said they were bad.
You're forgetting the fucking beans. That's the fundamental goddamn thing about this fucking diet is eat all the beans you want. Eat all the beans. It makes no fucking sense. As I'm saying it, it makes zero fucking sense. But hey, I'm giving it a shot. We'll see what happens, what shakes out. Hopefully a giant shit.
You said you lost weight, though, right?
Yeah, I mean...
4 pounds? What? 5?
I weighed myself in my clothes, and I was 211 with my fucking wallet, my shoes, and everything, and my jacket. And I
can't believe you're over 200 pounds.
And I weighed myself yesterday. I didn't get a chance to do it today, and I was 206. It's everything. Dude, I've been like 200 pounds, 205... forever, and then I started eating fucking snacks at this new job.
There's no way. When we went to school together.
Constantly.
Were you 200? There was no way you were 200 pounds back then.
No. But for like quite a while, I'd say. I would say nearly.
What's the highest you've been? What's your fattest?
Probably where I'm at now. Like, 206, maybe 2. Well, actually, 211.
You said 211.
211 was my worst, yeah.
I was at 265.
What?
Yeah.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
And you're 265. And I'm guessing it wasn't. What?
I'm not now. It's when I quit smoking. Oh. I quit smoking for 2 years.
I ballooned up. So here's what I have for dinner, Steve. You ready? We're going to fucking finish this shit out.
You're not too bad. You're not too bad.
Okay.
So far. Let's hear what you had for dinner.
I had my pork that I made.
Nice. Okay. Good.
It was slow cooked with no sauce. No sauce. Just onions. You fuck. Garlic. And jalapenos. And cilantro and some fucking spices and shit.
Sounds good.
And that was a tenderloin, so there's not a whole lot of fat. Not a whole lot of fucking fat. So, Steve, that's what I had. And, I had fucking beans and mixed vegetables. And I'm dying to shit. And you know what the worst part about this? You know what the worst part of this fucking diet is? Like, you'll eat your dinner, and it'll be like, well, I'm not done because I haven't had, you feel like, well, I haven't had any bread or anything. So, like, I'm not done. But I've just eaten a salad bowl full of fucking pulled pork. And I'm the last couple of days I've been dying, just fucking like dying to have something. And so I broke down and searched for slow carb desserts. I started looking for something, and like the amount, like a lot of them are like forums and message boards, and the amount of smarminess and just smugness from these fucking people is unfathomable.
Like, I know, because
someone says, I'm trying this out and it's working for me, but I'm starting to crack. I think I need some kind of dessert. Is there anything that I could, and it's not me writing this. I just happen to be, you know, agreeing with this guy, and I'm waiting for a good response. And he's like, I just think I need something a little sweeter to get me through so I don't ruin it and quit. The first fucking comment is, the point of this is to rewire yourself. Why don't you focus on not needing something sweet at the end of the day? And I'm thinking, you son of a fucking bitch. The guy just wants to not eat fucking beans every meal. It's all this man wants to do is not open a can for every meal.
He just
meal.
Wants like, some fucking custard.
Like he's a fucking Pomeranian pulling the lid off a can to eat every fucking meal. Jesus Christ. You should rewire yourself. You know, you should shut the fuck up and tell this guy what the fuck he's allowed to eat with this terrible goddamn diet. And so here's the thing. I scroll down a little bit and I see someone's going, here's what I do is the subject. I'm like, oh, all right. Good. We're going to get into some fucking, I don't know, egg whites. Maybe they turn them into some magical custard or some shit, I don't know. And the guy's like, when I feel like I'm going crazy from this, I'm like, I'm going crazy. I agree. Read on. Okay. Occasionally I'll have a half glass of wine at night, and that seems to do it for me.
Yeah, and half a glass.
And I'm like, yeah. Look, first of all, I'm already irritated at where I'm at right now. I'm not going to stop at half a glass. And so he says, but for those really crazy cravings, I have a spoon of peanut butter. And I'm like, this shit, man, fuck this shit. Fuck this. There's no way. You know what?
I'm like, over.
I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm not going to deal. I'm just going to tough this shit out. And like 30 minutes later, I'm rifling through to look for fucking peanut butter.
I was about to say, like peanut butter, like if you get like almond butter or whatever, the cashew butter, it's even better.
I was starving, Steve.
You can have as much as you want. You can have as much as you want on my diet because there's no fat limit.
But no beans. Where are the beans?
No beans.
You're forgetting the beans. So I go and I'm rifling through the fucking cabinet. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this guy. I'm gonna try to fucking rewire myself. Fuck you. I'm gonna try that shit. I'm gonna eat just a spoonful.
I'm gonna eat
just a spoonful of this fucking peanut butter. and I'll savor it. Like any scene of somebody dying in a desert and they find a drop of water in their fucking canteen, you just roll it around forever until you fucking die. That's what I'm gonna do with this fucking spoonful of peanut butter. And I ate it, and I honestly have to fucking tell, I don't know what magic it did. I did not feel hungry anymore. It was right. I was that fucking starving that a fucking spoonful of peanut butter just stopped the world. It fucking fixed me. I actually felt like I usually felt. Like lately I've been feeling fucking exhausted, frustrated, lighter, but just fucking just bitchy, to be honest. Like, I don't want... You know what, Teddy? I don't give a shit. Shit on the fucking floor. I don't give a fuck.
How's your vag doing?
Sandy. Very
sandy?
Very sandy. So, yeah. So, I ate that, and the world was okay. So, you know, I don't know what the fuck to make of this. Now, I'm at the point where I'm counting the fucking days to Sunday. I'm going to eat a fucking bagel with cream cheese. I'm going to have fucking...
See, cream cheese is allowed.
I'm going to have like, hotcakes and sausage at fucking McDonald's. I'm gonna have everything. When's the last time you had hotcakes and sausage in that styrofoam poison container that melts on your sausage? When you pick the sausage patty up, it's got a fucking a melty spot. So you're eating some of the styrofoam. When was the last time you had one of those? They're fucking amazing.
I gave up at McDonald's a long time ago.
Yeah, well now I'm gonna have them every fucking Sunday. Yeah, and the big breakfast and the fucking the deluxe with the biscuit and the goddamn plasticky jams.
See, that's my problem, man. Like, I get a biscuit. Oh, what? There's biscuits and gravy? Okay, I'm going to have about 18 of those biscuits.
That's what I'm doing. Hey, listen. Listen. I'm going by this book that I read an article about. I'm hitching my health to that fucking horse. And
that article.
Whatever you want to eat. Whatever you want to eat, get your senior coffee, 27 cents, hang out with all the fucking blue hairs, and talk about Willie Mays. I remember when I worked at McDonald's, for those of you who have done it, you've heard of the senior coffee and the senior soda. It's a secret thing that when you're a senior citizen, you can just ask for, and they'll give it to you, and it's like a quarter. It costs, like, back then, it's 27 cents. And these old fucks would come in every fucking... every morning and just buy their senior coffee and fucking rape the free refills. And they would stay there. And one day I was relegated to lobby, as I've explained on other episodes. If you don't play their game, if you don't fucking play their goddamn game, they'll put you where they place the people who are actually mentally challenged. Like, you're not smart enough to work a register? Well, you're going to be sweeping the lobby. Oh, you were smarting off to me and saying that I have one tooth when I obviously do and I'm sore about it? Guess what you're going to be doing? Lobby. So you'd go and you'd look at your fucking schedule and you'd see like, oh, fucking Bobby V's got a fucking drive-thru. Shit, that looks like one of the more preferable jobs. Look at this. Brian B is working the registers. Where's Ken G? Oh, yeah.
Lobby.
Yeah, lobby. 5 hours of lobby. So eventually, you know, you just stop cleaning because it's a fucking McDonald's and you don't really give a shit. And you start talking to the old people and they're like, you know, nobody can do the thing as well as a person from when he was... not fucking near death. And you would talk about it, and that's it. I'm going to sneeze. Holy shit. Holy shit.
Grapefruit. Grapefruit.
What?
Grapefruit.
What do you mean grapefruit?
Ha-ha, you didn't sneeze. It's true.
Shut the fuck up. See, everything you say is just pure shit.
No, it was used on me before, and it worked. I didn't think that would work. But the word grapefruit stops people.
Yeah, but now I have fucking... Now I have swollen tear glands. Fuck your grapefruit magic spell.
Now your head's going to explode on cam. That's going to be...
Yeah. There's nothing worse than fucking up somebody's sneeze. Let them get it out, you shithead. There's nothing more fun than fucking up somebody's sneeze either, though, I have to admit. God damn it.
I was going to say...
I'm on. Listen, Steve, I'm on the slow carb diet. I'm trying to make it happen. Holding out for Sunday, waiting for my fucking breakfast of chicken wing sauce and anything I can eat. Anything. I just want to fucking eat a bagel and just sink my fucking teeth into it and run around with it in my mouth.
I gotta say,
slap somebody with the remainder of the fucking bagel.
I read a lot into this, and like one of the best things I heard was if you want to make anything fried, because usually when you fry, you use eggs, which are okay, and butter, which is okay, but flour is bad.
Yes.
Or anything with flour or cornstarch or starch. So what they said is instead of using that, just get a bag of pork rinds and smash it up and dip your chicken or whatever in the egg and then pork rinds.
It's so fucking vile. The chicharron. Chicharron. Have you ever actually eaten pork rinds?
Yes.
I remember my one of my bosses at my old job, his name was Larry. He was on the Atkins diet. And so for snacking purposes, okay, he would come in with a fucking duffel bag of pork rinds. And he would put them on the goddamn, like a huge fucking bag with the cartoon pig on it. And he would just go. And you'd say, you want one? I'm like, I'll try one. And they were delicious. They're absolutely fucking great. But you can't just fucking tell me. You can't tell me that it's a healthy thing to eat a fried skin. You just can't. You can't fucking sell me on that. I'm sorry. But you could sell me. You could fucking sell me the dream of being able to eat fucking whipped cream fucking Belgian waffle stacks once a week. And that's good. But it just doesn't seem fucking right. Steve, you know what does seem right? Makes everything seem better.
I don't know. What do you think?
Being connected.
Connected?
Communicating.
Over the internet?
Well, I don't know how else anymore, Steve. I don't know how you do it in your old-fashioned, non-newfangled piece of shit fucking globe that you fucking you fucking swelter in. But I go to ICU2.com. Now, Steve, you may say, ICU2? Well, how do you spell that?
I see you. And I would say,
relax. It's ICU2.com. ICU2.com. Go there today and look at the wonderful, wonderful layout they have here. It's a slideshow of circular pictures. A couple of them, slightly uncomfortable pictures of dudes hugging. I'm not going to judge. I just might not necessarily want to jump in on ICU2 after seeing this behavior. However, it is web-based, guys, and it's free to try. So you can get on there and chat with anybody. And I mean anybody. Would you like to have a conversation with Barack Obama? It might be possible. I'm not positive if he's registered or has ever heard of ICU2.
He's probably planning on it.
If he ever does, you could be connected with him. Let me tell you now, Steve. Face to face from any place. Now, do you know what the fuck that means? Do you understand the magnitude of that fucking bold statement? Pick a place, Steve. Where are you? You're in New Jersey right now. Pick another place in the world. In the world. Not just the county. This isn't 94 and we're not slaying imaginary orcs. Pick a place in the world, Steve.
Abu Dhabi.
So there's a man. He's wearing some kind of a highly decorated at only the cuffs of his very huge sleeves sheet. Just pawing at a Mac keyboard in Abu Dhabi right now. Hitting enter after he typed .com for ICU2.com. Logging in. Chatting, putting his fucking face out there for you to put your goddamn face to his and be face to face with him. That's Abu Dhabi, Steve. And you know what? It's interchangeable. Outfit description and actual location of the said person doing said action. And it's all possible through ICU2. Come on. It's ICU2.com. And why does
all that?
Why does the guy Why do the hugging guys have to look identical, and why does one of them have to be wearing a netted shirt? Like a shirt made out of fucking, like a hammock for a fucking hamster. A hamster Brog. Hammock.
Brog, yo.
Why does it have to have that? I don't know. Can't you just have people? I believe in people, Steve. I also believe in dead people. We have
ghosts?
To say yes, I do. No, I believe that people die, Steve. Davy Jones is dead. And Andrew Breitbart is dead.
Who? Who's the second guy?
Andrew Breitbart.
Who's that?
He's the guy behind Breitbart.com. Have you ever heard of Breitbart.com?
Oh, yeah. The crazy neocon dude that died, that no one cares that he died.
He died of natural causes, Steve. Do you know how old he was?
He was only like 45 or so.
43 years old. Died of natural causes. Radical conservative blogger. There are a lot of people insinuating this might be some kind of a conspiracy, Steve. Your thoughts. Do you think that the government silenced his blog?
Yes. The radical liberal liberals that run the government definitely took over Andrew Breitbart.
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 Breitbart. Yeah. Breitbart.
Yeah, they felt threatened by him. I never heard of this guy until today. And I'm like always reading about politics. I'm like, oh, okay, this guy's like a Fox News guy. All right, wonderful.
Wow, okay. Fantastic. Well, he's dead. And yeah. So is Davy Jones. And I actually heard one of
Davy Jones made me sad.
Did he really? You enjoyed the Monkees? Yeah.
When I was a little kid, I always watched the Monkees. That was like one of the shows I always watched.
Okay, I'm going to look for this. I'm going to look for this. This is one of those things that I remember seeing when I was when it was happening, and years after, nobody ever heard of it. But I remember that in the 80s, the late 80s, they tried to make the new Monkees. Do you remember this at all?
Yes. That does sound vaguely familiar. I don't.
Yes. Like, there it is. Fucking Wikipedia. God damn it. I hate whenever you show your fucking weepy fucking adopt me crying faces. Oh, yeah. Donate. Meanwhile, the fucking picture was for that ad was sent from a yacht on a goddamn phone.
My poor dog.
Our service will shut down. Oh, fuck. I can't get reception on this fucking huge sailboat. But I have, slaves in the hull pulling fucking oars to propel me across the bay. But, you know, there are several contributors that want you to donate. On the 20th anniversary of the Monkees, they created the new Monkees. This was an idea they had to make the Monkees cool again, and it did not last. It did not last at all. One season, 13 episodes, and zero viewers.
Oh, really?
Zero fucking viewers. I only remember it because my cousin...
Zero viewers?
Actually, like, she had a door or, like, something in her room, and this is a vague memory, where she had a part of her room that was covered in, like, Teen Beat pictures and shit circa the 80s. So it would have like Kurt Cameron in fucking teal and yellow pants doing that like elbow on the knee, fist on the chin pose. Like, I'm really thinking, ladies, that you should party with me. Like those fucking shitty dumb little mini posters. And she had one of the fucking new Monkees.
Yo, my cousin had one of those with, like, New Kids on the Block. She was, like, crazy with that shit. Ugh. And she had an entire wall. It was just, like, New Kids on the Block, like, down to, like, you know, like...
I need you to admit something, Steve. Did you enjoy their music?
New Kids on the Block?
Yes.
I can't even name one of their songs.
You can't name a fucking... Honestly, you can't name a New Kids on the Block song if you tried.
Let me think. Gil, you know it's true?
Yes. That,
is that the, one?
Yes. Yes. Right. This is all it right here. No, we're going to actually listen to it. The girl, you know, it's true.
I can't
by
think
New Kids
of any
on the
other
Block.
Song. You can't think of any other song. Though.
You fucking idiot. Girl, you know it's true. What
are you doing back? Is that Milli Vanilli? Wait.
Wait, I didn't know there was a fucking spoken word part to this. Yeah. I'm in love, girl. Oh, god damn it. This is the exact song that fucking skipped during their shitty performance. And they were doing their terrible fucking look how high I can jump and put my knees to my chest dancing. And all of a sudden it went, girl, you know it's, 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 girl, you know it's. And they just ran off the fucking stage. Ugh. Here it is. Get ready. I can't believe you fucking thought this was New Kids on the Block. Check it out. I want to meet someone who bought this because they liked it. I want to meet someone who bought this. Who the fuck thought that was them?
Love you.
Yeah. 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 Man, I thought it was a trash. Like some dude that looks like.
I thought that was KTA Reborn.
That was. He looks like one of the barbershop guys in Coming to America. The real singer. I thought it was a trash. Oh shit! Yeah. No, that was Milli Vanilli, Steve. You did not get that right.
You didn't get that right. Block. I have no
you
idea.
Couldn't. You can't name a New Kids on the Block song.
No, I can't. No.
I think this is bullshit. I think anybody from our era can.
Like, if you played one, I would instantly know it. But I can't tell you the name of a New Kids on the Block song right now.
You can't.
No.
So if I play it, you'll know what it is.
Yes.
Okay, I'll play one right now. Okay. Here we go.
Maybe.
Here it is.
This actually sounds pretty cool. Girl, you know it's.
It's New Kids on the Block. What's the title? Whatever you do, don't let it come down on you, Steve. That was Donnie. He's the bass. No, Steve, you're just ridiculous. Fuck this. We're not going to do this guessing game bullshit. You don't know what it is?
No.
Oh, fuck. We got to listen again. By the way, in this video, the guy has fucking stop sign drum kits. Like, his drums are shaped like fucking red octagons. Here we go. What are you going to blame it on? What are you going to blame it on, Steve?
Blame it on the rain.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is another Milli Vanilli song. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. I thought I had a different song. Sorry about that. And I would be able to keep this going.
It took me that long to realize.
I would be able to keep this going if I knew of any other Milli Vanilli songs. But I don't, unfortunately.
Now you have to play them.
I have to play what?
New Kids on the Block, because I have no idea. And I'm not going to another tab in my Firefox browser.
Oh, so you're not going to actually look it up?
No, I'm not going to. Because I'm still trying to think of one, and I can't.
Okay.
Like, really?
You really don't know?
Step by step?
I don't think there is, by the way. I'm not even shitting. I don't think there is another Milli Vanilli song. I think they released an album with two songs. Like,
your
I'm looking.
Entire album.
I'm looking. I think I literally played their entire discography.
You're gonna get sued tomorrow.
So New Kids. They're both dead, aren't they? Come at me, bitches.
Yeah.
You fucking mop-haired bitches on the block. All right. Let's see. See, this is like the first thing that comes up, and obviously it's going to be the one that plays. Oh, how fucking embarrassing. How fucking embarrassing is this video?
The right stuff. Yeah. Oh my God, now I know.
I'm not even getting into it.
The white stuff. No, that was just like redone so many times, though.
Yeah, well, Steve, thank you for embarrassing the shit out of all of us. And bringing us back to that point. It didn't even take four notes to bring you back. They didn't even get to that part.
I told you.
They didn't even get there, Steve.
I told you if you actually played something by them, I would.
Shit. Yeah. I don't. Here's the thing. I know that people bought that album because there were girls that were crazy for them.
Yeah,
they loved them. They thought they were the greatest.
They were the hipster.
They were so good. But I don't know of anybody who fucking purchased the Milli Vanilli album. I'd honestly love to meet somebody that did, and just ask them why they bought it.
Collector's item.
Do you think that any? I mean, somebody had to have bought it, right? I mean,
man.
At that point in music. You couldn't escape a hit song. Like, you would always hear it. And that one, I think, was popular just because it was played.
MTV.
Yeah.
MTV.
I don't think anybody bought that fucking album. I'm going to say I don't think one fucking person bought it.
Oh, no.
You put someone before me that actually bought that fucking record. I want to hear it.
Billy. What was it? What was the name of the album, though?
It was called Blame It on the Rain / Girl You Know It's True. That's what it was called. I don't know. Fuck it.
Blame It on the Rain.
And was that really the album title?
Charts and Sales. Wow. I think you're way wrong.
So a lot of people bought it.
The thing is, it's number 5, number 8, number 3, number 2, number 3.
Wait,
number
in the Australian 6. Charts, they'll buy anything.
No. Australian, and then Austrian, Canadian, Dutch, German.
People
Swiss.
Fucking loved Yahoo Serious for Christ's sake.
U.S. Billboard Hot 100, number 1.
Oh shit, number 1.
U.S. Billboard Hot Dance Maxi Single Sales, number 13.
Like, what is the music now? That because like, I'm old. I watch the Grammys. I don't really know. None of that shit seems good. I hear people talk about like fucking dubstep. I don't even know what the fuck that shit is.
I hate dubstep.
And Skrillex. I don't know who the fuck. Like I know who he is because people talk about him. I don't know what his fucking music is.
Do you know what the word Skrillex means?
No.
Skrillex is the word that means. When you connect with a 2400 baud modem to the internet.
Oh, is that what that is?
That sound is Skrillex. And that's where the guy got his name from.
Interesting.
You didn't know that before?
No, I didn't know that. What the fuck is that? Are you making this shit up? That sounds made up.
No.
That sounds fucking really made up.
Go wiki Skrillex.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Oh, is he a dubstep thing? I don't even know.
He's a dubstep DJ, but the word Skrillex is
See,
like,
that sounds so fucking made up, and it's not even coming up. What do I have to tell you? Skrillex modem? Okay, fuck this. Give me a fucking a thing here, Steve. What do I have to listen to with Skrillex?
I don't know. No, you don't. Don't listen to any dubstep ever.
What?
Just don't.
Is it good?
No, it's horrible.
Don't listen to it.
It's like the most horrible music ever made.
Okay.
No, it's the worst music ever made. That's my official position.
I have to hear it. This is what I'm going to hear. This says first of the year. Official. This is the official music. Skrillex.
Oh my god!
I've never heard any of this shit.
Skrillex is supposed to be like the dubstep, like
he's big, right? I mean, he's pretty huge.
He's the big dubstep guy.
Okay, there's a guy on a bench. Can we get to the music part, please?
No, it's gonna be.
Okay. It sounds like like a fucking an, the end episode of fucking Bubble Bobble, the end level. It really sounds like Fruity Loops ish. Steve, is this what you listen to?
No.
I would never want. Are there lyrics, or is this it? Is this it?
No. Never expect anything from any dubstep ever.
So this is dubstep. So yeah. All those fucking scary people that say that look like. People listen to this shit? See, here's the thing. Somebody who listens to this with fucking headphones on and just in a dark room.
We have to shoot you 12 times with an M16.
You can't listen to this. It's fucking impossible. Yeah, I can't do that. I don't know.
It's not music.
I don't know. It sounds like a DVD menu for a Matrix movie. Like you're choosing scenes for one of the fucking movies you wanted to see. Grinding metal and fucking conveyor
the guy
belt noise.
Who composed the music for the DVD menus for the Matrix, honestly.
Well,
that poor guy right now.
I'm
he
sorry.
Was listening to this.
Yeah, he just hung himself. He actually just took his own life, not because we made fun of his work, but because he had the opportunity to hear us make fun of his work.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, don't do that. Come on.
Okay, I now know that anybody who says they listen to dubstep is a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Is that a fair statement?
I had two friends that were drum and bass DJs. Okay.
I have a friend who was a drum and bass DJ too.
Yeah, and they're both now dubstep DJs.
Oh. So basically whatever people will fucking go into a basement with a fucking privately owned lighting system.
Yeah, now it's you just scratching whatever you want. To whatever song you want.
Yeah.
Because it sounds electronic, and then you're going to be like...
I feel a little uneasy whenever I hear someone say, yeah, dude, I was spinning. like they were putting on some kind of a show and not just fucking clicking, like, play and, like, fucking reduce speed. Like, it looks like... I mean, to me, it sounds like a lot of this shit could just be fucking... You just mash your hand on a keyboard. When you open up a program, and that's it, like the error noises in Windows could probably produce some of this.
I think they've done that with Windows error noises already. Like
I've seen that.
Yeah,
but, I mean that took some skill at least. I mean I'm sure this takes skill too.
It's
fruitless skill. Like it probably takes a lot of effort to make that. But who the fuck would want to hear this shit? Like
no, it's terrible.
Yeah, dude, we're going out tonight. We're gonna go get some fucking pussy.
Vodka. Red Bull. Terrible person.
No, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fucking horrible.
Yep.
Ugh.
I had a friend on Facebook that was just like, what is dubstep? I officially feel old because I cannot understand how anyone enjoys it.
Well, it's one thing to say what is it, and then to be completely to not understand why someone likes it. I understand why people don't like it because I just heard it. It's fucking hideous. But I after having heard it, I have no idea why people like it. I would never say.
Let me find people who like it and what they say.
Yeah.
Watching and listening are two different things.
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Steve.
I don't know what that even means. It's awesome.
Right,
it's
fucked up step. Fucked up step. Okay. I got one more thing I want to talk about, and then we're fucking out of here. Steve, I'm sorry. Did I ever give you the opportunity to talk? Because I just fucking went on and on about my chosen meals. What did you have anything you wanted to say? Probably not, right?
Do I ever?
No. And that's fine. Fair enough. I just picked a piece of skin off my hand. because I cut a few of my fingers.
Doing it, what?
I'm trying.
What were you doing?
I'm trying to prepare my lunches so that I can adhere to this meal plan.
I actually know.
And so I was slicing peppers and carrots and cucumbers to make my salad that I described to you earlier. When I went down and described my entire fucking meals, like anybody really gives a fucking shit what the fuck I'm eating. But I was using a mandolin slicer. Now, if you're not familiar with what a mandolin slicer is, it's a very sharp razor that's slightly above a platform that you slide vegetables on. And when you slide it, it goes against the razor. It makes a nice sliced vegetable that falls into a bin. And you do that over and over until you're out of vegetables, and then you eat them at some point, and everything's good. You have a nice salad. You do whatever you want. So I was making a fucking salad out of this shit, and there's no guide. There's no protection or anything like that. It's just a really sharp fucking razor. So I made the rule. I said, all right, I'm going to do this.
The rule.
But when I get down to about 2 inches left of the vegetable, I'm not going to try and get any more out of it. I'm just going to either throw it away and eat it and move on to the next
turn.
Thing.
You turn it 90 degrees.
I'm telling you what I thought then.
Okay. I'm just.
So I figured, you know what? Turning it 90 degrees or not, Steve, let's just be safe. Let's just not even bother.
Don't get close to your fingers, right?
They're not getting close. So I 2 inches away from the vegetable. Now I'm getting good with it. It went from like 2 inches slice, away from
vegetable.
Or from 2 inches of vegetable left. And my fingers are away from the blade, is what I meant to say. So I'm slicing, and I was going slow. Shook. Shook. And at the end, I'm going like Yan Can Cook and just fucking wildfire slicing it.
Yeah, that's
moving through this shit. Moving through there. It. I get to the peppers. I get to the peppers, and I notice that as I'm slicing it, yeah, it's good. I look. I'm like, oh, still got about a couple inches left. Shook. And then I feel a fucking cut on my thumb.
And then there's just blood everywhere.
And I look at it, I'm like, oh man, I think I nicked my thumb on this thing. And I looked, there was 2 inches of pepper, but it was being cut on the bias. So the 2 inches that I saw was like the other side, and it was like none left. And my thumb got caught in the fucking
blade. Which thumb? Let's see. Put it up.
Well, you'll have to be watching the video feed for this. But my left thumb.
Oh, you're taking the bandage off, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. It's actually healing up now. It's not as bad.
Tear it out.
But right here, you can see it looks fucking like nothing now. But
it looks like a chunk was. Yeah, chunk was definitely hit.
Yeah, a chunk came off of it. My nail is so fucking dirty because it's been covered in fucking Band-Aids.
Blood? And Band-Aid and blood.
So I look at it and I'm like, oh my God, a large piece of my thumb came off. It was about the size of like a pill. And I didn't bother looking for it. I wanted to try and, you know, stop the fucking bleeding. It was just coming out nonstop. And I'm going crazy. I'm like, I don't know. What if I fucking fucked up my nerves or something like that? I don't know. I'm looking at it. I've never cut myself this fucking deep before. So these are all very, like really fucking pussy-ish thoughts. It's like, oh my God, what? I might need to go to urgent care. It's like a little fucking sliver came off the top of it.
Man the fuck up, bitch.
And so I looked at it, I'm like, I just see, what if that's the muscle? What if I went all the way down to the muscle? And it's just red and coming out, and it's not stopping. It bled through, like,
a box. It's a fingertip, man.
It bled through a box of Band-Aids. And yeah, I realize it's completely ridiculous now. But in the moment, I'm looking at it, and blood is pouring out, and I'm not feeling it. I'm like, oh my God, I don't feel anything. This doesn't hurt me. This should hurt me. Why isn't it hurting me? I think I fucked my nerves up. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God. Go to WebMD. You'll get cancer.
Yeah, exactly. And so the next thing I do after I tape it up is like, well, I want to find what came off. So I looked at the mandolin slice. Nothing there. I take the lid off. Start poking through the vegetables. Nothing in there.
It was on the floor.
I turn the lid over. And it's attached to the blade. And
what are you going
to
do? Sew it back on?
I wanted to see what it was. It was like an oval, and the middle of it was not see-through. The edges were see-through, like just regular, you bite skin off your hands or whatever. And the color of my fucking skin, my flesh tone was in the middle. It was about 2 millimeters deep and about a quarter of an inch long, eighth of an inch
wide. Did that, like, sicken you, or were you like, all right?
No, I'm like, well, fuck. What's going to happen now?
What were you going to do? What was the next step?
Well, I mean, I just wanted to make sure it would stop bleeding, and I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to get infected.
After finding the piece.
You know what? Here's the truth. I looked at it, and...
What were you going
to
do?
I went over to the toilet, and I dropped it into the toilet.
Well, you had to give it, like, a burial at sea.
Like, I don't know. I wasn't even thinking. I dropped it in the toilet, and then I called my dad to see if I was thinking. I wasn't thinking rationally.
Dad, did you ever cut a piece of your hand off?
And I told him, like, do I have to worry about this? Like, should I just tape this up? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, how much? I'm like, oh, just a little bit. And he's like, okay, you just put the you know what? Take the skin flap over. Just push it back over and tape it up. I'm like, well, what do you mean push it over? He's like, you got skin attached, right? I'm like, no, it came clean off. He's like, oh. Well, I don't know. Just tape it up, I guess. It'll be fine.
No, you're right.
And
no,
so,
tips
and
of
so
your
now,
fingers?
And so I hang up and I'm thinking, well, okay. If he had it attached, he would do that. So I'm like, well, maybe I could just graft this thing back on. I reached into the fucking toilet, and I pulled out this little piece of skin.
Oh, my God.
And I'm thinking, and I had it in my hand, and I'm like, you know what? What the fuck am I doing? What am I doing? I'm going to put toilet water on it? I just had my fucking hand in the goddamn toilet. So I left it on the sink, kind of near Amanda's, like, toothbrush, because she was bothering me. She wouldn't come near me.
There's your toothbrush.
She wouldn't come near me.
My slice of finger and put it in your ear.
I was irritated because she wouldn't come by me because blood freaks her out. And I wanted her to fucking take a look at it.
So here's a piece of finger.
I wanted her to take a look at it. So now I forced her to. And either that or she didn't brush her teeth. And I'm pretty sure she brushes her teeth every goddamn day, twice a day.
Yeah.
So the next morning, the fucking thing was still there and she had already left for work. I look at it. It's this little shriveled up, like, potato chip piece. And I'm like, well, there's no turning back now. That part of me is gone. That part of me is gone for good.
No, that shit grows back, though. You can cut off, I think, pretty much half of the tip of any finger or toe, and it'll grow back.
Half of any tip of any finger or toe. What does that mean? What do you mean, half of the tip?
Like, where your fingernails are or your toenails are.
I could cut off the flesh half? Just above that?
Yes.
It would grow back.
Halfway through the bone, it'll grow back.
Halfway through the bone. Okay. I didn't know this. And by the way, everybody I'm telling this to is like, well, look at this. This one dude at work is like, yeah, I cut my fucking thumb in half when I was like 5, and I still have a mark. Look at that. Yeah. Oh, and also, by the way, this looks like I slit my wrist and tried to kill myself, but it was just a carburetor that fell on my fucking arm. And I'm like, oh. I tried to make salad.
No, I've done that, though. I have burns, my right arm. Right arm is, like, burned up because...
Well, how'd you burn your fucking arm?
On the toaster oven. Because I went from a toaster oven that had, like, heat insulation at one point to a new toaster oven that didn't have it.
Gotta watch
out. And then I burned myself fucking 3 times in, like, 3 weeks, and I'm like, all right, it looks like I'm a cutter now.
Ridiculous. So yeah, I have a little piece of my thumb missing. I guarantee you I'm going to have a goddamn scar, though. I mean, there's going to be something there. Like, when I went to the dermatologist, they cut something off my shoulder. They're like, you just put Neosporin on, you'll never even know. I have a crater on it, right, wherever they took the shit off. A pink crater right on my shoulder.
And you know how much your insurance paid for that? Fucking hundreds of dollars.
You want to know how much I paid for it?
You paid nothing, but your insurance paid a lot.
I paid $80. They probably paid a lot more
for them to put a crater in your shoulder.
They cut it off and they took it to the lab. The lab charged me. That wasn't covered. Sons of bitches. I could have lived for years with that shit. I could have.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Give me a fucking buck knife. Hollow it out. Or I'll borrow yours. If apparently you have a lot of ancient weaponry. We were on Spreecast on Tommy Pantera's, whatever the fuck you want to call him, his gun show, and we ruined it by putting our faces on his show and just derailing it. Like when we got there, he's like, "So the 1911 is a great handgun if you wanted target practice, or you know, you want." Oh, hey guys, come on, Cam. And we're like, "Well, guess whose show is going to be ruined?
What's up?
Guess what Spreecast is going to shit right now? Yours." And at one point, I was tired. I tapped out, and I got a message from you, Steve. Like a day later, it's like, "I gotta cut back on Spreecast, dude. I woke up, I passed out on Tommy's show, and I woke up surrounded by weaponry."
There was a crossbow, there was a fucking 6-foot samurai sword on one end.
But you're doing a keto diet, you know, low carb, right? You're drunk with all your weapons around you.
Eggs and weaponry.
That show, by the way, we were sitting there with fucking knives just talking like fucking lunatics. Spreecast, you can divvy. It's basically like you stream a show and you can divvy it up four ways. So
Spreecast's been fun so far.
You see up to four people at once in one feed, and we were all sitting there with some kind of fucking cutlery. I had a goddamn cleaver. Steve had a fucking crossbow.
I had no cleaver.
No, you had like a fucking knife. You had a buck knife.
I always have a buck knife, but you and
shut up. I always have a buck knife.
Yeah.
How could you fucking say that? Why? How do you always have a buck knife? You carry one on you at all times?
All right, not when I leave the house, but there's one always within about 3 feet.
I know where I go throughout the day, so at any given point, I've planned it out. I've buried several buck knives all across New Jersey.
I have.
Wherever I am, wherever I go, I'm 3 feet away from the buck knife. Waiting.
They're always waiting for me.
Yeah, I mean, I suspect that someone that chooses the name Survivor Dude would have a knife on them at all times. I would not expect a basement dweller who drinks out of a wine bottle to fucking have a goddamn knife on him for his own safety. You should not have a knife on you at all times. Someone's going to give you the bright idea of, hey, you should carve something in you, and you're going to be drunk enough to believe it. You're easily convinced when you're drunk.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
All right.
Anyway.
Not lately.
Shit. Hey, when's the last time you've been like really out of control drunk? Because I know you drink and you don't necessarily get wasted so much, but
no, I only like if I drink, it's after 8 and before 12, so I have a 4-hour window that I give myself, and it's I don't think I've ever been out of control. I haven't puked.
Wait, you drink for 4 hours straight every day?
Yes, 4 hours. That's it every day.
And that's cutting back. What would you do? Like, you set those boundaries for a reason.
Yeah.
For what purpose? Like, why not just do it all the time?
What, like drink at like, you know, whenever I wake up?
You're having a nice burger for lunch. Why not have some Bartles and James?
Like 16 Coors.
Oh, man, I can't wait to shit. These fucking beans have fucked up my goddamn digestive tract.
Told you.
I'm gonna have to take a fiber supplement. I'm gonna take Benefiber, and I'm gonna shoot fucking black beans out of my.
I'm telling you, yo, they said lentils are good, right?
Yes.
Yeah, lentils are bad.
What the fuck? How are lentils bad?
High carb.
High carbs.
That's it. High carbs.
It's about slow carbs, Steve. Not low. High carbs, lentils. I'm sorry. Do lentils become carbs? the fuck? I don't even give a shit anymore.
What?
Yeah. I'm searching this. Do lentils have good nutritional value? Are they high in carbs? Lentils are low in saturated fat, sodium, and cholesterol. High in vitamin C, folate, manganese, thiamine, iron, blah, blah, blah. They're legumes. Carbs. They're legumes.
Carbs.
They're legumes.
You didn't even mention carbs.
They're legumes.
Okay, what is the carb count?
They're legumes. I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
60 grams.
What? Of what?
Carbohydrates.
All right. The diet that I've been trying to do is 30 grams per day.
Yeah.
30. Like the USDA recommended is 140. It's that much of a difference. They say fuck fat, fuck everything else, protein.
140 is the USDA. That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. 140
grams of carbs.
Bullshit.
140.
Bullshit. I don't know. Fuck this shit. I don't care. Anyway, here's the deal. I'm going to try this shit out, and if I don't like it, I'm going to stop. And I'm going to eat fucking ho-hos and God and my own ho-ho shit.
I agree.
That's what I'm going to have. Anyway, why don't we wrap this shit up? Steve, thank you very much for being a part of this. The DJ New Style Show. I really, really appreciate all of you listening. Don't think I don't notice. I really do. And I'm eternally grateful that you think some of the shit that we say is worth putting into your ears. And obviously it is some of it. Be sure to check out all of the shows on Heroes Talk, including Best in Show Radio. They're on Monday nights, live.
Heroes Talk.
Best in Show Radio's on Monday nights live, and you can download their show at bestinshowradio.com. Hate Us Talk is live Wednesday nights on Hear Us Talk. Download their stuff, their awesome show, from hateustalk.com. And don't forget, our weekend warrior, Wonderland. I fucking hate that I said that. And I hope I die when the show ends. I hope I wake up dead tomorrow for having said that. Oh, fuck, do I hate myself. Geeks of Rage. That's geeksofrageshow.com. They post a new episode every Sunday. Unless they don't. But go to geeksofrageshow.com. Get caught up if you're not already. Download it. It's a very, very fine show. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say? Okay. We'll see you in Spreecast if you're live. If not, have a good week. Thank you. Oh.